This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Good people of the earth, it is time for the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny. And we're all here, and we're so glad you're here. And perfectly practical Pearl is in her perfect pigtails and her pink shirt. And Serene is in a bat suit. Welcome.
Oh, we are still rolling.
That was dead.
Yeah,
that was
I just intro'd the podcast.
Doing a video.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Are we clear on our objective?
So that's it. Now we just jump in, eh?
Girls, how are you doing today?
Grand.
I'm doing grand. Well, that is a jump in the cold water, isn't it?
Serene, tell me about your Catwoman suit. It looks very comfortable.
No, it's what it is. It's my minimalist wool outfit, and I wear it of the nine-eye. And lately,
of the day-day.
Well, lately, Pearl and I are finishing up our book. I'm that girl.
Night suit?
I am re-wearing. I've actually haven't done my dirty laundry, and I'm going through it to find what I can re-wear of the dirties.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
It's so important to have a proper laundry for dirties. And then another area, I'm thinking about buying a whole basket. Right now, I put them in my bottom bathroom drawer and they're sort of exploding.
Yeah. Almost a question mark spot.
Question mark clothes.
Yeah. It's an intermediate.
You only wear
place.
Them maybe one day and you check them and they're not that stanky.
Yes.
They're definitely good enough for another day or so, but you're torn between laundry or put them. They're not to be hung up. That gives them too much esteem.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And they're to be thrown somewhere under and then just taken out if needed.
Yeah. Corners of rooms, slightly under the bed, but just with enough jutting out so they call your name.
Yeah.
I sort of lay mine upon things.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I have to randomize it because if I create a pile, I am in violation of several codes.
Mrs. Valdez's code. Valdez.
Well, see, I've got my own. I have a big pile of question mark clothes.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
They're in between us.
Yeah. Mine are around my shower doors. Like my shower walls are all glass and mine are around. So it looks like it's a big igloo of like material.
Hey, you know what? You should just hang some hooks. And then it's like you're hanging a coat up.
There's a place. I feel like they should be given
respect.
That's
what John just said. That's what he does. Okay.
Well, this here is what I keep pulling out of my stank question mark.
You know,
this is the bat suit, the cat suit, or whatever you call it, because it's wool. It's the only thing that gets past the sniff check, and I keep putting it on every day.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, these clothes don't get enough respect. They're like thrown because we sort of look down on them. But what if they're given a proper title and given a proper area, Dan?
Okay, we need to think of that title. Get the source.
We're definitely not going to take 2 hours to figure that out in public. Hey, I have a question for you gals. It's very high level woman type of stuff.
Ooh.
Okay.
But I need you.
And then we talk THM stuff after that.
I mean, this is sort of that, too.
Okay.
Menopause and the consequences thereof. Does every woman?
Mrs. V's not near that.
No, probably not. But who knows?
So this is not personal to you.
Some of it would be.
You're in menopause, Dan.
Huh? No. No. Menopause.
This was womanopause. Yuck yum that I've diluted because I needed more.
That's great. So, does
Pearl's
everybody at some point need hormone replacement Heavenly therapy, plans. And is it permanent that a woman lives on synthetic hormones?
We don't like goodness, Dan. That question was two-part.
Or bioidentical hormones.
Okay.
But they're synthetic.
That's
Nobody grew it in a garden, right?
That's a whole potty.
Yeah, but just...
It's not synthetic.
Well, then answer it in yes or no. A, do all women at some point need
That is
hormone
a personal decision. All women at some time will lose the majority of their sex hormones, yes.
Ugh.
The majority, yes.
Gotcha. But then those hormones affect other things like mood.
Absolutely.
Okay. So they'll lose it for sure.
They will.
Whether they choose to intake replacement or not
is
their
replacement
choice.
Replacement with bioidenticals.
Second part is, can that be temporary? Can it be to get you through a season?
Yes, it can.
Okay. If you just want to get through to the point where you want to balance out after the roller coaster, but
yum,
isn't it? Yeah, highly flaxed.
Mm.
The texture so is PPP porridge in a yuck yum jar.
Yeah,
sorry,
Danny, guys. I'm right where you are. where you're asking this question, but I've got a whole book on this coming out. It's called Trim Healthy Wisdom. It's not just about hormones. But okay, so I've just been through menopause. I'm a year without periods. Sorry for the TMI, but you're Danny.
Yeah.
You look like you're five.
Thanks.
Yeah, she's
so I have to, I can tell, lost a lot of my regular Pearl hormones.
I'm glad you called them
Pearl. It's a different season. But I'm adjusting, I'm embracing the new me. Like I'm embracing the not going high in estrogen and on the down, all that. There's those so things. I even embrace the hot flashes and I've been working to control those with different means. But now I'm saying to myself, Pearl, for the health of your life, the rest of your life, I want strong bones. I want to be the best me. And so my choice right at this point is to actually go to a doctor this Friday, Serene.
Well, good
and
for
start
you.
Discussing bioidentical hormones just as a discussion, but it's very personal to each woman.
Okay.
And someone,
and you'll see how you feel on it. And maybe you'll think, no, I think I preferred my bioidentical self.
Yes. So I don't know the answer to that. It's unique to each person, Dan.
But they're not synthetic, Dan. The bioidentical.
Well, they're bioidentical. Yeah. But again, since they're not
growing. They're synthetic. But
since they're not growing out of a garden. Are you comfortable with the health?
Well, they kind of are. They're growing. They're taken from things.
Taken from yams. The earth.
Okay. So they're not harm. You know, they're not, technically they're not harmful.
No. Well, I mean, if you read all the books and the studies, you know, there was a lot of scary things about synthetic estrogens and horse estrogens. And yes, they were very harmful with breast cancer and stuff. But
right.
All the information in the studies, and you look at piles of them, is that they're actually beneficial.
Wow.
Well, you have like people like good old what's the face? What was her name again? Lovely, wonderful, you know, inspired us a lot at the beginning. Suzanne Summers.
Suzanne Summers. She's
and
still rocking and rolling.
She had terrible breast cancer and then she got on bioidentical hormones and
wow.
Has been cancer free for forever.
She, you know, I still follow Suzanne Summers. We mentioned her in our first book.
She's a good gal.
She's rocking it.
Yeah, she's rocking
I mean, I'm always inspired by her and her husband.
Yeah.
You should hear them talk about their love life.
Our good old mum and dad are on the bios.
Yeah, they're on.
Yeah.
My mum's been on love life hormone too. Replacement bioidentical for a long time.
Oh, wow.
And so I do look at her strength.
That's why she's still a world changer.
You know, I do look at her strength and her energy and I think, I'm doing well as I am, but I always feel like there's more to learn in life. So, yeah, that's where I'm at.
Killer. Thank you.
I liked that, Danny. It was a good little road we took. It's a short little walk.
These are women's issues.
And you can go for a longer walk with Pearl on her new book coming out.
Trim Healthy Wisdom. And really, that's not about so much about that would be just a subtitle in the book, you know.
There'll be lots of recipes too that help.
Yeah, but it's all about actually navigating a new season. It might not even be menopause, although I talk a lot about that in the book. A new season and how to tweak the plan to get through stalls and stubborn times
of weight. Don't start writing in because it's not coming out tomorrow.
The queen season, if you will.
It's coming out.
Yes, the queen season, Danny. And I think it's such a brilliant season. You know, so we've got this here. I'll tell you about our new books coming out. The first book to come out will be I'm That Girl, which really I feel is the most important thing Serena and I have ever written because it's not a health recipe book. However, for your health journey, I think it will help more than our recipe books put together.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just a little sales pitch for that because it's all about how finding your identity and until you find that correct identity, you're pretty much always running in a circle.
Yeah.
So then I'm That Girl. And then
it's not really a sales pitch for that either, because if it was up to you and I, we would give them to free for free.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you would.
I told Charlie, I said, maybe we should give that book, I'm That Girl, away. And he looked at me like, what you talking about?
yeah. The printing press isn't giving it away.
It's cost involved. And I'm like, but
it's, no, I feel you. It's like, it's such an important message that you feel like, I just want to give it to people.
Yeah, I do. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
It really reminds me of the ancient concept of being versus doing. It is, and that is so powerful when you really unpack that, because you
such
think
a good
that
word, if, millennial word, unpack.
Unpack, yeah.
Gen Z, spiritual word.
Yeah, unpack. That's that. True. Yeah, we're going to synergize and unpack down at the coffee shop. Mm-hmm. and so, you know, often you ask, like, what do I need to do differently to get to where I need to be? But like, if you can sort of become a certain type of character, like that character always makes the right call, mm-hmm. or at least more often makes the right call. So I love it.
Yeah, for sure.
At least
and,
the book.
And then, so I'm working on Trim Healthy Wisdom after that. And Serene, at the same time, we're going to be, it's the first time Serene and I are going to be working on individual books.
And we haven't got a name for it first, but it will be a book about specifically for the times of pregnancy and nursing. And it's going to be a toddler recipe book.
Whoa.
Heaps well, first for babies. Everyone's oh asked Serene for so
baby
long.
And toddlers.
Baby foods.
And then there'll be recipes for pregnant mama's special good nursing cookies and things like that.
I have a request.
Yeah, Dan?
Can you put pictures of babies' fat legs
yes.
in it?
Yes, please. Yes.
I was thinking about a whole like social media account and it's just fat
and
baby
And hopefully
legs.
By then it'll be my own fat baby.
Serene wants to have another baby. Oh,
yeah. Get you one,
she
girl.
She was trying I'm in Mexico. Strong. She was trying in Mexico, let me tell you.
I
was,
yeah.
Well, you know, when we found out we were pregnant with Solace, it was in China, so she's Solly Ling, Solace Ling.
Yes.
I was like, bring on the Mexican middle name. I was thinking about all kinds of Mexican names.
You can name him like like Wind, because you always got to go with your, you know, very like sparrow-like first names. But you could be, it could be like Wind, Pablo.
Yes.
Allison.
Yes.
Pablo.
And I love Pablo Peppers. See, I wish it had been, but God knows best.
Okay. So Serene, you have something to bring today.
It's actually, it's the little string that comes around certain deli meats. It's not even a piece of deli meat. You know how some deli meats have a little string? You used to be able to peel it off.
That was from, what was it called? Was it around the bologna meat? You peeled this red thing off?
Yeah, well, that's what I have to bring. Like, it's not much, but it affected me. It affected my life.
It tastes like meat, for sure.
Is it worth people tuning in?
Totes is. This string was a definite lasso. For me.
Oh, good.
And it might be a lasso for you.
What's a lasso, first of all?
Like a catcher device. Like
a lasso.
Bring you in. Reel you in.
Did you not watch Cowboys and Indians?
In America, we call those lassos.
Oh, lassos.
You don't know, you don't.
Lasso must be a female lasso.
No, it's called a lasso, isn't it, John?
See, Pop says lasso.
No.
Pop says lasso, and she's from the mother town.
Yeah, John's saying it's lasso.
It's lasso.
Psychopath.
No, it's not.
It's
yeah.
No, it's incredible
Pops
how sheltered you
just
both are.
Yanks.
Yeah, you're sheltered.
And Pops is from the motherland, the mother tongue. We must
Hold
go with
on.
Her.
I live with my husband, Charlie Barrett.
This is America.
I don't think he says lasso, does he?
Yeah, he would say for sure lasso.
Okay, well, this little red string of deli meat could lasso you into just safer regions. Sometimes I feel the need to bring a family meeting and bring everybody around into the lounge room and all stare face to face and just go over family guidelines.
Yeah.
Like they know all the stuff. They know it, but it's just somehow they're just running amok for some reason. I don't know. And I really need to, from time to time, bring them all together. Okay, we're going to go through it.
Their brains aren't formed.
Yeah, you've told me that, Danny. Like, let's find out. What are our family goals?
Yes.
What are we all here on this earth for?
Intentional. Families.
Yeah.
Have
what are we and what
week.
Are we not? Yeah. We're not that sort of family.
That's right.
Here we are.
Oh,
hold on. John just said it's both lasso and lasso.
Yeah, that's
Is it
wrong.
Depending on your country? Well, the mother tongue wins.
Mm-hmm.
What's lasso? It means the same exact thing? Hogwash.
Okay, so anyway, we're going with lasso because there's three against two. Yeah. Anyway, so back to the point.
That'll be enough,
gentlemen. Can you bell these guys? Okay, great. Anyway, lasso. But so I just kind of felt like I needed to have a little meeting of my own personal upstairs, you know, take me, myself, thine and thee and have a little power.
Sure.
Because I felt like I was running amok. Like I knew all the stuff. I knew it up there somewhere. But I needed to go and polish up the guidelines. Yeah? And I'm not calling them rules because rules is pushy. Rules sounds too squashy. Like, you know, like you're oppressed. But right. guidelines is it has another feeling that comes. It doesn't feel like oppression. It feels like, oh, steering in the right, safe
guidelines is very comforting, I find.
Yeah. And so I just found like all of a sudden, because I'm in crossover land. So all of a sudden, if I had already eaten a nice crossover dinner, if I was hungry an hour later, I just found myself eating a whole bunch of hunk of more carbs. Like I'd already had my beautiful quantity of carbs and that kept me in safe regions for my blood sugar. So even though I don't care about like not gaining one more pound, you know, I'm in a place where gain a pound in a meal, who cares? Mm-hmm. More power to the pound. But I still want to be healthy and keep my blood sugar in check for health. And so I just found myself running amok, like just grabbing another hunk of sourdough bread or like shoving another just tablespoon of rice yeah. from my child's plate just because it was there. Just like running amok.
I do.
And I had to just.
She's gone
little,
wild. Ho!
Yeah.
Ho! I had got to a just, fork in her son's plate.
And then I was doing things on the weeknight that my guidelines for the weekend. That was my guidelines.
Your
for the
red
weekend.
Light, green light, orange light.
No, that's even that's for parties and for holidays. But oh, I just have okay. weekday, weeknight guidelines and weekend night guidelines.
Okay.
I just have them.
Okay.
I do. I have them in my head. And and I wasn't going through them. So I had to tell myself, remember what we do, Serene, after we have a nice crossover meal of the evening, when you get hungry again, first you check the waters. You know, you put your little fingers in and check the waters, meaning you have a hydration. You can either have a little hydrate because that's yummy of a night because it has flavor in it.
Oh, the Trim Healthy Hydrate
yes.
things. Yeah.
Or and have it over ice and it kind of feels like a specie, like a little sweet desserty thing. Or you might have a trimmy. Or you might just, you might have some nice salted oolong yumminess or something, but you check the waters first. Remember, that's what you do, Serene.
Mm.
And then after you've checked the waters, you go grab a plate of yummy crudites because I'm in the season. I don't know why, but my metabolism was revved and I just feel like hunks of heartiness.
Mm.
And I feel like I haven't been really like donning the vegetables, you know, as
don
much.
Of the don.
Yeah. And so I feel like if I'm hungry at night, well, then let's get all those veggies in that I missed, you know, and it's a nice light thing to do at the night because I shouldn't be digesting a bunch of heaviness at that point. Mm. So I like to get my rainbow peppers and things like that. Remember, Serene, that's what you meant to do. And then if I've checked that and I'm still hungry, then I say you can have a little light FP protein, Serene, like a swirl of Greek yogurt with a couple of raspberries on top. And I know this. These are my guidelines, but I was running amok and huffs of rice were just running down the throat. I was pulling off pita and dunking it into hummus.
Uh-huh.
Like that's fluff central right before bed. So you might have guidelines because you're trying to lose weight, but my guidelines are for I want to keep healthy blood sugar and I want to keep a healthy air system to the blanket, you know?
You could set something on fire
and,
if you ain't
and
careful.
And so I have guidelines for all of this. And then I have a weekend guideline.
Hold on. Oh, hold on. Stop. Healthy air system to the blanket.
It's important for a long marriage. It is. It's very important Foxy Mama stuff. But I also
yes, it is.
Yes,
it is because you know if you've got it if you've just let yourself run amok too much and you've thought I don't care.
Yeah,
your stomach's so full of the air. Yep. Well, mine does that. The Foxy Mama thoughts go out because yes. you can't think of Foxy Mama because you think of air, 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 air.
Exactly.
So it takes away the good Foxy Mama moments.
It does.
It really. Does.
It does. It takes the atmosphere. It takes it all.
The wind right out of your sails.
It overpowers the aromatherapy. You know, you might have all those aromatherapies of Ylang Ylang and all those exotic spices filling the air, but they're just out of there.
Yeah.
They're just out of there. Ben, I have guidelines for the weekends. I know on the weekend that a weekend night, I can overpower all of that and it can be after dinner and I can have something hearty while watching a family movie. I can have a nice, trim, healthy muffin with coconut oil smeared all over it. I can have that. It's of a weekend.
Mm.
But I know that I only have, on a weekend, I just have one night for that. So if I've done that good late night hearty meal on a weekend, I'm not going to go repeat that on Sunday when I've already done that on Saturday. I'm not going to repeat that. So I have these guidelines and I don't know, but I'd just forgotten about them. And I was just thinking, well, I'm at crossover stage. That means I'm kind of home free. but my guidelines kept me safe, and my guidelines kept me they kept me happy and like a toddler that just knew that smiling makes her happier. Right?
Yeah, okay. So toddlers running amok are a very unhappy
person.
Yeah, they
think
toddlers.
That they're frowning is like freedom and I'm all cool, but it makes them so miserable and it makes them hate
That's
their
so
life.
True.
But when you teach them to smile and sweet and that you're actually a princess and you smile, then they're like they have a way better life. So I had to teach myself, no, this is what I do. This is what trim healthy princesses do of a weeknight. So they don't they're not like Shrek.
Yeah, it's
like balloon air foul.
Well, like I say to my teens, like you're not free to ruin your life.
Yeah.
Like that's not what we mean by freedom. We don't that's not true freedom.
Yeah.
Like freedom is not reckless destruction of oneself. Like you talk about toddlers running amok. Like I don't know why, but teens, which is the season we're in, seem to revert back into mindless toddlers. How come like if you're under the age, if you're between like 5 and 10, you're almost like in this weird pocket of cool and reasonable, but if you're under that age or slightly over, something's wrong.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Crispy addictions. I am addicted. Are you addicted, Pearl?
Oh my goodness, totally.
Oh, I love them just straight out of the bag. I love them as a side on you know, I actually add them to sprinkle onto
Let's tell people what they are, Sereni.
Oh, yeah.
They are actually your creation. But they were so good, we started manufacturing. They're coconut chips. But when you think coconut chips, you might have tasted them before in a store.
Well, they all have sugar.
All of them?
They all have sugar.
But they're not that crispy.
No,
either.
They're not. And that's what I hate about them. But our crispy addictions are truly crispy, and that's what makes them addictive. Yeah. And my children actually love them as cereal.
They pour,
if some of them want to just do almond milk, they do almond milk, or they do their whole fat raw milk, the younger ones, and they love that. I throw some on top of my yogurt swirls or inside of my yak yums or on top of a oatmeal if I feel like crossing over. But straight out of the bag.
Yeah, but you know what? You can do just a little bit on your oatmeal. It's still an E.
Yes.
But straight out of the bag is the way I eat them. You came up with this recipe, right, in our first cookbook. And you talked about how you couldn't stop eating them and you took them to family camps and stuff. But not many people made them just because your recipes are quite involved.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, people didn't know, where do I get these coconut chips and all of that? So We've started manufacturing now, and oh my goodness, Sereni, I usually look for reviews on how people are liking our products, and I've only seen good. People are loving these things, so kudos to you for creating
them. And
what
I love about them too is it's just the right amount of sweet and addictive pleasure, so that sometimes if you're like hankering for some naughty treat after dinner, you can just have a little handful and you feel very blessed.
But it's not just taste, okay? So there's health. Mm-hmm. Coconut builds up your immune system through
the
lauric acid.
Right. And the coconut itself is very high in fiber.
Yes.
So it fills you. And then you're right. The MCT oils filled with lauric acid from the coconut.
Anyone who is nursing or pregnant.
Yes.
Oh, these are such a good way to increase the MCTs in your milk, which fights off infections for your babies.
Right. And so they've done studies where they've actually taken milk of more modern women and they don't have enough of the MCT oils, the middle chain fatty acids that, you know, people had in the past. Yes. And so the more middle chain fatty acids in your milk, the more healthy your baby will be and the more resistant to viruses and illnesses. And
yes.
The more resistant you'll be too if you're just a normal person not nursing.
But if you're just a person who loves crunch and maybe, you want to give something that's healthy to your child who loves crunch rather than potato chips, these fit the bill.
I want to say too, you can even hate coconut and like these.
Oh, we've turned many a coconut hater into coconut lovers with these, Sereni. But I am so proud of Crispy Addictions, thanks to you. They're your
creation.
We do
have another flavor coming out for the savory lovers too.
Yeah, the Southwestern flavor coming out soon. But for now, if you haven't tried the Sweetly Cinnamon, you must.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. I want to hear from Dan and I want to hear from Pearl because I know Dan's not actively trying to lose weight, but he has guidelines for his directions in his pursuits in his health.
Yeah.
And I know Pearl has a heap of guidelines. See, guidelines is nice. It's not like a heap of rules.
Yeah.
And I like to go around and say, here are your guidelines, because it might help people find out what guidelines they might like to borrow. And then maybe they want to do a little powwow in the head. If they've been realizing, hey, I know all the stuff, I've read the book, it's all up there somewhere, but I might need to sit down and say, hey, this is what we do of a weeknight.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we do of a weekend night. And, you know?
I agree, Serene. So,
whichever you want to start with, Dan or P.
Dan or P?
Dan or P.
Dan or P, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Go, Dan.
Yeah, so first of all, as many of you that have been following this podcast would, if you've been following long, you actually listened through my full-on midlife crisis that I brought to the show and just go on back into the episodes and hear the girls telling me I'm not going to die. Another story. But, you know, I don't see the special way I need to eat as that I have some sort of damaged, handicapped body. I choose to see my body as the evolved species who will not tolerate junk. Like, is the body working right if it can, like, pack down Doritos and processed foods and you're fine?
Yeah,
is that a sign of a working body or a broken body? Like, if you don't feel pain, you know, if all it is you gain weight, but your body's not telling you, like, please make it stop. Like, maybe it's broken. You know, so I have, and maybe that's mind over matter, but I choose to see my body, which will not tolerate abusing fats and sugars.
Yeah.
I don't see that as a handicap. I see that as a superpower.
Love that.
Good, Dan.
Okay. So when I'm, my guidelines, if you will.
Do you have them different for weekday and weeknights?
No, mine are consistent.
Consistent?
Yep.
Do you ever run amok?
They run amok often.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
blow
if you
it.
Gave yourself a little weekend night, little freedom window, even if that meant a bit of pooch and gas, maybe it'd be more sustainable.
Yeah. Well, and actually that happens. What I find is if I'm not, I don't sit down and have my own personal family meeting with myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy, especially if I'm out in town at work. It's weird how I black out and just, that looks good. And order the number two.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, that is a cheesy, bready, fat, enriched gut bomb.
Yeah.
Like, you know it. And then it's just like, I look over and there's the Coca-Cola machine, you know? And I'm just like, oh, you know what? You know you don't have Coke often. You know, old boy, old sport. Get on over there and pour you a half a glass. And then I drink half a glass of Coke and I'm like, oh, Fanta, my childhood Mexican memories. Gotta do the other half of that glass with Fanta.
Yeah.
You know, and don't miss the horchata if we're at a Mexican restaurant. Little shot of horchata.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just lose my mind. Mm. So yeah, my guidelines are just to watch the heavy revies, man. The stuff that's heavy on me that is going to ultimately make me nauseated and bloated and I'll get headaches and stuff. So my reason for guidelines, like some people, they see like these small, like, okay, over like 6 months of not doing it right, I gained weight and that's a problem. For me, I have instant punishment when I go wrong.
Yeah.
Which again, I see as a superpower.
And when you said that 6 month thing, all of a sudden I've realized I've gained weight. I think what we're trying to say here is if you have these little family meetings in your own head about what you actually do here, what the guidelines of your own parameters, I feel like it's a healthy checkpoint that doesn't let you get to there.
Yeah. As you don't wake up suddenly 6 months, what have I done? I got to get back to it.
And
yeah.
you can know, because I know when I need a true family meeting, like chaos is just you can feel it in the air and there's grime marks on the walls, fingerprints, and everyone's just, you know, running muddy shoes up the carpet. You just know that, oh, they forgot. They just, so I kind of know that in my head, you know, like I said, the last Sunday, even I was just shoving rice. I'd already had a dinner. I'd already had a whole nice big sweet potato. I was just shoving rice in left, right, and center. And I think it's so true. When
it doesn't count
this,
if it's on your children's plates, right?
Yeah. And so I think these guidelines, and I love how you said too, Dan, if you don't have these guidelines, you just forget the whole plot and having a charter or whatever you call it.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
My turn now. Yes. I'm a big believer in the family meetings of the mind and the family meetings altogether of
title.
Who we are and who we're not.
Family meetings.
You know, I think even at the Trim Healthy Mama group that I'm on, you know, the groups, I think it's good to have family meetings there, here and there. Who are we here and who are we not? You know, I did a post last week, who are we, who are we not? We are not here to pull one another down. You know, this group is only ever, ever encouraging. So just reminding ourselves, and, you know, we did that growing up when our children were little. Who are the Barrett family and who are we not?
Yes.
Okay.
It's good.
You're the Barrett family. You don't do that.
So funny. That's something we'll do. You're the Allisons. Allisons don't, we're not like city folk.
Yeah.
We totally do. We totally
we're not
do
city folk.
Yeah, we do Valdez identity. Yeah. Like my daughter's starting to repeat it back too. She's like, I'm a Valdez. And so we're like smart and strong.
Yes.
And, you know, positive stuff because she's a Valdez.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think it's brilliant to own that. Mm-hmm. And so who
and
are
those
you,
things
Pearl?
Come out of family meetings.
Yeah. And that's so family meetings of the head for, you know, I, myself and I and thee and thou is so good. I do them about once or twice a week because otherwise I'll get derailed too,
Serena.
Good
point. Because I was just doing it about once every 2 months and that was my problem.
No, once or twice a week for me because I can get derailed very quickly. So
Mama Pearl knows when to bring him.
Yeah, I do. And I do. I think that's why I've been able to sustain through every season. Boy, that sounds very boastful. But no, I have the family meeting of my head.
Yeah.
And tell myself who am I about. What
you
am
do
I going to do?
Like when I come over, you've got these like quart jars of warm water and you do certain things you do.
I do certain things, certain routines. That's what I do. So I do let myself, like you, Serene, like free up. On the weekends, you know, I'm at goal weight too. So, but if on the weekends and there's any family gathering or anything like that, I do what we've done a whole thing, Serene, on red light, green light, orange light. I free myself up into total orange light, sometimes green light, because I know come Monday morning, I'm red lighting it so hard and not to be all strict and hate myself, just to get back to the beautiful originality of Trim Healthy Mama Pearl's way.
To be deeply guided and
deeply
grounded.
Deeply. And Monday mornings, I'm deeply there and it feels so good. Mm-hmm. Feels so good.
Like back at home. Oh, back at home.
And so I do, of a night, of an evening, I sort of have trained myself. You know, I'm not nursing anymore. I don't need to be eating rich stuff at night. Of a weekend, I might let myself do that once or something because it's weekend. But I just don't. Of a weeknight, I'm not eating rich at night. I tell you what my favorite dessert is right now. If I have a dessert, sometimes I'll just go get more carrots, like you said. I've always got a hot drink at night.
Yes.
On the weekends, I'll have a wine or something. Mm. But on the weeknights, I'm pretty, you know, just stand up, got a hot drink. After my dinner, I've got extra water. I've got a hot drink. And I'll have like more cucumbers or more carrots. I love Rashida's in the Trim Healthy Future book, her apricot preserves.
Mm.
Serene, they're the most amazing thing. She gave me some for my birthday because I haven't been making them.
I tasted it that night and fell in love.
It's like the inside of a Pop-Tart or a Pop-Tart. Yes, inside of a Pop-Tart, but better.
Mm.
I put a little in a small glass jar. I bought about 3 tablespoons.
Yeah.
I put 1/2 teaspoon of almond butter on top. Ooh. I smear it all around. And then I get one of those mini teaspoons, you know, that you use for mini coffee.
Yeah.
And I take little bites with my mini teaspoon. It feels like a big dessert. And it's so amazing. It's got like no fuel. It's not heavy. It's full of baobab.
Yeah.
And it's so delicious.
How many tables do you get? About 3.
I get 3.
And then you put about a teaspoon.
Half a teaspoon of nut butter.
Okay.
I smear it on top and I just sit there in literal
bliss.
Do you
put it in a little espresso cup? So it's like a little mousy cup.
It's a little tiny.
Oh, cuteness.
Last thing.
Do
and
it.
It's the most amazing dessert in the world.
Rashida, if you're listening, can you pretend it's my birthday and make me some?
Yeah, it's actually not hard to make it. It's just that I just never got around to it. It wasn't my routine. But now that I'm doing this that she gave it to me, I'm going to have to keep it on board.
Yeah.
Because I like a light dessert in my season of life if I'm going to have dessert. Another thing I do is I'll have one of our chocolate bars, but I will never eat the whole thing after dinner.
Yeah.
I could eat the whole thing for an afternoon snack, but yeah. I've already had my dinner. I'm a menopausal woman. Why would I do that to myself?
Right.
I have a third or a half of a bar and I'm good.
Just because things have got a butterfly on it doesn't mean you eat the whole thing.
No, at certain times. You know, you had your meal.
Yeah.
And if you're a younger woman or nursing or whatever, you go ahead
and
do it. We
have this funny saying between the three sisters, Pearl, Vange and I. It's the saying is, about those garlic potatoes.
Yeah.
Because we were all nursing babies and we just ate this huge meal. We made garlic potatoes to add to the meal, but we were so full we couldn't even look at them. And then we were all nursing
our babies.
After supper. And then, Pearl, you finished it.
Yeah. And then after that, we were just starving again.
Yeah. 5 minutes after, we're like, about those garlic potatoes. Yeah.
So I think seasons are so important. We have to know our season. We have to act appropriately. So then on the weekends, you know, if I need to eat a full chocolate butterfly bar after a meal, I'll probably do that.
Yeah.
You know, if I want to. Because they're a little bit looser. And then
Don't you find a little freeing on the weekend makes your weeknight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stronger.
I love each thing for what it is. I love getting into the thorough originality and really quite, I won't want to call it strict. I just want to call it
guided.
The very deeply guided Trim Healthy Mama. Especially Monday morning. It feels so good. I long for it.
You polish it up on Wednesday?
Yeah. Wednesday I get a little looser, closer. Sometimes I need to, you know, Thursday I'm like, Thursday's not Friday, Pearl. Stop making Thursday your Friday.
Right. It's
Friday
good.
Night. You can just loosen up a little bit.
Yeah.
You might have, you know, if we go out, I might have a little bit of dessert or something at a restaurant, or I might not be perfect. That's okay for me. Some of you, it might not be. But that's just the way I do life. Now, if I start treating every weeknight like my weekends,
yeah,
I just don't feel good. I'm the same as you, Serene. We have the Bowen digestive system. We get full of fluffs. Foxy mum's out the window.
Yeah.
How's that for my marriage? Not very good.
Yeah. Terrible.
Blood sugar's wonky. I don't want to do that if I just keep going and keep going back for snacks, keep going back.
Yeah.
So that's the way I do it. And I love to have meetings with myself in my head.
Yes. I find the shower's a lovely place for those meetings.
Yeah.
Do you find? I often give me my little internal family meeting with me, myself, thine, and thee in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you have a shower at night, though. See, yes. I have a shower in the morning. So I don't think about that in the morning, because in the morning I'm like, I've got to do that, got to do that.
Yeah.
I usually just think about it when I go to bed.
Yes. It's very good.
That's it. Are we done?
We're done here. Trim Healthy Mama my way, and then I'll be